Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I just thank you so much for this time. God, I thank you for the opportunity to be able to share your word. I ask that you would just be with us during this time, that you would speak through me as well as speak to me. Lord God, give us all ears to hear what you're saying. God, we ask that you just move in this time. Help me to deliver this word the way you gave it to me. I just thank you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't worry, I won't be before you long, as usual. But we're going to get into this. As I was praying and just seeking God, he said, where is your expectation? What expectations do you have? And it just reminded me of when we're kids and it's getting close to the holiday season, we expect to get gifts. So we're excited and we're believing and we have faith and we're expecting to receive something. And us as believers, when we come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're expecting to see him move. We're expecting to hear from him. We're expecting to receive from him. And oftentimes, we were on fire at the beginning, and somehow we seem to lose that momentum, and we need to get back to having that heart of expectation. And so when I looked up expectation, it said an act or a state of anticipation. When you're anticipating, that means you're waiting for it, you're looking for it, you're believing for it. And we've been praying and fasting and believing for healing to come to different people. We've been praying and fasting and believing for signs, miracles, and wonders to take place. And sometimes along the way, if we don't see it happen right away, we seem to lose that little bit of momentum. We seem to lose that little bit of extra push that we had. And now it's time for us to get back to that. It's time for us to continue to seek his face, to continue to press in, to continue to not let anything stop you. A few months ago, Marquise showed the video of the guy who said he was going to run. And sometimes he had to slow down. And it was a long way. We couldn't even see the end to where he was going. But he knew he wanted to meet that finish line. And he knew once he got there, he'd be excited, because he met his goal. And that's the same thing with us. Our expectation is to get to heaven and hear him say, well done. So along the way, even though we may get distracted, even though we may get tired, even though we get frustrated, we have to keep that momentum and continue to press in, to continue just to serve God, no matter what's going on, no matter how tired you may be, but we have to continue to press in. I'm going to go to Galatians chapter 1, and we're going to start at verse 11. We're going to go to Galatians chapter 1, and we'll start at verse 11. It says, but I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which was preached by me, not according to man, for I neither received it from man nor I taught it, but it came to me through a revelation of Jesus Christ. And if we stop right there, a lot of us, God has called us to do many different things. He's given us that revelation, but a lot of times we seem to let someone tell us, oh, are you sure you should be doing that? Are you sure this Christian thing is for you? Are you sure? You know, you still seem the same. You still get an attitude. Are you sure this is what you're supposed to be doing? But you have to remember that I may not be what I want to be, but I thank God I'm not where I used to be. I thank God that I'm not the same way I used to be. And maybe you still get an attitude sometimes. Maybe you still get frustrated. We're human, but we need to ask God, okay, change my heart. Change the way I'm acting. Help me not to get so frustrated when the kids end up not doing what they're supposed to say, when someone upsets me at my job, when someone lies on me. Help me to react the right way. We have to remember that God gave us a revelation. That God spoke to us. And we're going to keep going. For you have heard of my former conduct in Judaism, how I persecute the church of God by measure, beyond measure, and try to destroy it. Keep going. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace, keep going, to reveal his son to me, that I might preach among the Gentiles, I did not immediately comfort with flesh and blood, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. So he knew what God had called him to do. A lot of times we get on fire for God and we want to go and run and tell somebody, and that's great. But we shouldn't have to look for validation from someone else. We shouldn't have to look for them to give us a pat on our back. But we should be looking to God, who called us and confirmed his word and spoke it over us. And we should allow that to be the momentum that we have to keep running for him. Even if no one else comes with me, God, I'll serve you. Even if no one else is watching, God, I'll serve you, because he's watching. We have to remember that we're doing this for our audience of one, and that's Jesus. We're supposed to be living our life to please him daily in everything that we do. So that means when you're in the grocery store and someone's cut in line of you and you're like, did this just happen? You have to check yourself and remember they're watching you. There's someone else watching you. We have to remember that God is the one that gives the validation. God is the one that called us. And we have to remember that even if no one else is with me, God is with me. Because his word says, though I will be with you always, even to the ends of the earth. So even when times get hard, when you get frustrated, we have to continue to press on. Continue to seek his face. God reminded me of, if you ever seen a horse race, you'll notice that the horses are running, and as they're running, they have blinders on their eyes. Why is that? I never understood why that was, but that's so they can't look to the left, they can't look to the right, they can't go into another lane, but they can only see what's in front of them. And a lot of times we need to ask God, God, shield me from those things that are going to distract me. Shield me from those things that are going to pull me away from what I'm supposed to be doing. A lot of us, we get excited. We had the conference last week, and we were excited, and this week something came. And we begin to look, oh man, I gotta pay this bill. I don't know what I'm gonna eat. God, I haven't had any auditions. God, I don't know what's gonna happen. My car is acting up. We had a little distraction along the way, but we have to continue to know that God is with us and that God will help us as long as we seek him. No matter what things may look like, no matter what's going on, God, I trust you. I trust you. I was speaking with a coworker this week, and they were telling us, okay, you guys have 17 service lines. We're about to add two more, and we're about to give you different campaigns. So that means our phones are going to be ringing off the hook. And a lot of people were panicking. I was like, why are you panicking? There's seven of us. If we work together and we spread out the teamwork, then we can meet the goal we're supposed to have. Nothing has happened yet. Why are you panicking? And I just had to stop, and God was like, if I bring you to it, I'll bring you through it. A lot of times we stop and we think, oh God, I'm about to face this big giant. I don't know what's going to happen. But he said, I brought you to it. If you allow me, I will lead you through the wilderness. If you allow me, I'll lead you through that fire. If you allow me, I will go with you. If you allow me, I'll show you that I already prepared the way. I already did it, but you have to trust me. You have to begin to trust God. You have to begin to seek God and not allow your distractions to stop you. Not to allow the influences to creep in. The next scripture we're going to go to is 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we're going to start at verse 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4, starting at verse 4. It says, whose mind the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants of Jesus, for Jesus' sake. For it is God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give us the light and the knowledge and the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We're going to go one more. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are not perplexed, but not in despair. Let me read it one more time. I'm going to read that last verse one more time in the New Living Translation. Because sometimes when we look at things, we have to see it another way. So I said 2 Corinthians, we're going to go to chapter 4, and we're going to go back to verse 8. It says, we are pressed on every side by troubles. We are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. A lot of times, we seem to forget that as we go through different things, it's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. But God has molded us and shaped us to be able to go through, to be able to withstand a test, a trial. But we have to be willing to put our help or look to the one that gives us our help. Instead of us getting fearful and doubtful and trying to think of how things are going to work, if we begin to think about God. Now, oftentimes, I find myself, I say, okay, God, I need your help. I don't know how this is going to work, but God, I need you to help me through this. God, I need you because you got me here. Now, I can't go by myself. God, I need you to continue. I'm not moving until you help me take that next step. I'm not moving until you tell me to go. A lot of times we get anxious and we want to do things our own way because we think, oh, it's going to work out if I just do this and this and this. And we're thinking, did you hear what I just said? If I just do this and this and this. No, God, I need your help because I can't do this. God, I need you to show me which way to go. Because I need your help. We have to remember that trouble is going to come. Hard times are going to come. But what are you doing when those things come? Are you panicking? Are you giving up? Are you saying, oh, you know what? I'm done. I'm just going to be in this fire and it's just going to burn me up. No. We have to continue to remember who our God is. When those three boys went into that fire, they knew who their God was. And they told them beforehand, they said, you know what? if we don't come out, at least we went in praising God. And as they went in there, they began to just worship and praise God. And God got in the fire with them. He didn't just look out and say, okay, I'm going to deliver you out. But he got in the fire with them. Because when the man looked in there, he said, wait a minute, we only put three in there, right? Well, it looks like there's a fourth one in there with them. And he looks a little different. And a lot of times we forget that God will get in the fight with us. We forget and we think it's us by ourselves, but we have to continue to keep that momentum, knowing that God is with us through everything. No matter what it looks like, no matter if no one's going with me, no matter what the test may be, but God, I'm going to trust you. God, I'm going to serve you. God, I'm going to give it all that I got because no one else is going to do it for me. I'm going to seek you with everything that I have. No matter who's watching, no matter if I don't get any praise, God, it's for you and you alone. We have to continue to seek God no matter what's going on. God, even if I don't get any reward on earth, God, I want to hear you say, well done. God, I want you to say, good job. You know, it's interesting that you see kids, when they do something good, they're waiting for you to say, oh, you did really good. It was interesting because today Kayla was telling me about a Christmas song she knew how to play on the violin. I was like, okay. She's like, let me play it for you real quick. I said, okay. And I sat there and she played it. And then she's like, hold on, there's this other one. And she started playing. And I said, Kayla, you've grown. You're learning. It sounds good. I'm not closing my ears and saying, oh my gosh. I was like, you've gotten way better. And I was like, and you're doing good. And she's like, thank you. It's like she waited because she was anticipating me to say, good job. And you're doing good and it sounds good. And that's how we need to be with God. God, I'm waiting for you. I want to hear God say, good job. You're doing a good job. And that I'm happy with you. And that's what we should be. That's what we should be like. Because a lot of times we're looking for validation from someone else. And we need to only look to God for our validation. I know there's been several, there was, when I had the conference in the spring, it was a big deal for me because I had never did anything like that before. It was calling me out of my comfort zone. And so I was like, okay, God, I want to hear you say well done, but God, I need at least someone else to tell me that it was good. I need someone else to tell me that it was okay. And so I always look and wait because I want to hear Marquis say, okay, babe, you did a good job. But I said, you know what, God, I want you to take it beyond that. I don't want to just hear him say it, but I want someone else to say it. And so I waited, and everything was going well, and I was talking to people afterwards, and Pastor Harold came up, and he said, you know what? You did really good. I'm proud of you. You did it. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I was just like a little kid. But God said, you know what? I already told you you did good. Why not get excited when I tell you? Why do you need so many other people to validate what I've already put in you? And a lot of times that's us. That's us. We have to have the expectation of, we want God to be the one to say we did good. God reminded me of having expectancy. That's one thing you do when you find out that you're pregnant, you're expecting, you're excited, you can't wait to tell people, I'm expecting. And you're excited. Like them saying, okay. But when you're expecting a child, then you're like, okay, I'm about to have a baby. I'm about to give birth to something new. And so God showed me that when you are going through that process, those long months and your hormones are up and down and every which way, and you're expecting something, that's how we need to be with God. God, I don't know what's going to come of this. I don't know what's going to happen after I give birth to whatever it is, that whatever season you're taking me into. But God, I'm ready just to do it. A lot of times when you're giving birth, you're scared, you're frustrated, you don't know what's going to happen. And God said that's what he's doing with some of us. We're expecting right now. And God's ready to deliver something out of us. He says some of us have been going through those pregnancy pains and you're in that labor stage and you're trying to figure out what's going to happen next. God said, just trust me. Like you see sometimes in movies, you see the father sitting there and he's holding your hand. That doesn't always happen, but he's holding your hand and he's telling you, okay, you got this. You're doing good. No, Marquis was there and he was like, Precious, listen to the doctors. Don't push. Wait, just wait. Stop pushing. And sometimes God is right there saying, wait, I didn't tell you to push yet. Just wait. I know you're ready to get through this phase, but God said, in this phase, in this birthing phase, I'm pulling something out of you and you're expecting something on the other side. Don't lose that momentum. Don't stop pushing, but continue to press into what God has for you. Continue to know that as you're in this birthing stage, it's not going to be easy. You're going to feel tired. You're going to want to give up. You're going to want to say, okay, I'm done. I want to walk the other way. I don't want to do this. But God has you in this moment for a reason. And a lot of times you look back and you say, well, you know, maybe it wasn't so bad back there. Those distractions begin to set in. Those thoughts begin to set in. Well, maybe you were depressed a little bit. You still were able to maintain your daily lifestyle. All these different thoughts begin to cloud your mind. And God said, I brought you out. I didn't just deliver you just to leave you on your own, like, oh, go find your way. No, but I'm here in the process. He's with us in the process. And God said he's taking us to something different. We've been here praying and believing and waiting for God to do miracles. And God said, I'm getting ready to do it, but you have to be willing to hold on to my hand. You have to continue just to press no matter what it looks like, no matter what's happening, no matter if you're saying, well, there's not that many people to see what's going to happen. Don't worry about any of that. But allow me to get the glory. Don't give up. Don't lose that momentum. Continue just to press. No matter how hard it is, no matter how long it takes, continue to press. Continue to know that he's pulling something out of you. We feel like we get to a stopping point and, okay, God, is this it? No, God, I'm getting ready to press even harder because I want to see those loved ones saved, because I want to see those chains broken, because I want to see those stripes being healed, because I want to see victory. I want to see a breakthrough. I want to see that transformation. I want to see a change in the atmosphere. I want to see a change in this community. So I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to shrink back. I'm not going to say, okay, we're done praying for that. No, we're going to pray even harder. And that's going to cause you to get on your face. Even when you don't feel like it, that's going to cause you to get up in the midnight hour when you're like, God, I'm so tired. But God, you know what? I'm going to pray because you keep putting this person on my mind and I'm going to pray because obviously they're dealing with something and they need you right now. I'm going to forget about me and my flesh and I'm going to just give it all that you got. Because I don't know about you, but I heard the song that said, somebody prayed for me, took the time and prayed for me. I thank God for whoever was praying for me. Because they didn't have to do it, but they did. And sometimes that's you. When you're in that store and you see that mom, she's frustrated, the kids are acting up, just pray. When you feel like you're on your job, you're like, God, why am I here? I don't understand what's going on and why you placed me here. Just continue to pray. Continue to press in. You say, God, but this door's not opening and this hasn't happened and this hasn't happened. And God, I want to see a breakthrough. God, I want you to move. Continue to pray. Continue to press in. Continue to give it all that you got. I expect breakthrough. I expect, so because I expect these things, I'm going to continue to ask him. I'm going to continue to pray. I'm going to continue to lay it at his feet. I'm going to continue to know that it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And that's what I was reminding my coworker about this week as we were just praying for the different coworkers we have. We just been praying for them. And she's like, you know, but what if it never happens. I was like, you know, I'm not even thinking like that. I believe it's going to happen. I expect that we're going to be lights to them, and that's going to show them because they see us praying, they see us walking, they see us joyful, they see us encouraging one another and encouraging other people. So we're going to continue to be that light. She's like, but I was like, there ain't no but what ifs, because the God I know is faithful and just. The God I know can do the impossible. So I'm going to continue to believe. I'm going to continue to have an attitude to expect it to happen. She's like, but what if it, I was like, no. I don't do the but what ifs. We have to continue to say, God, I believe. I believe it can happen. God, I expect it to happen. Me and Marquise got the privilege of watching this movie called, I just forgot now. Not Overcomer, it's called, I can't think of what it's called. But it's a young boy, he ends up falling through the water. Breakthrough, that's what it is. He ends up falling through the water. And while he's in that hospital room, they came, they were trying to do everything they could. And they're like, well, we're just going to bring the mom in and tell her, you know, that he's dead and let her have her time with him alone. And so they brought the mom in and they said, we're sorry, we did all we could. And she was in there by herself and she began to pray. And all she did was touch his feet and begin to pray and said, God, this can't be it. God, I know you to be a living God, a faithful God. She knew who God was. So she began to pray. And as she began to pray, there was a pulse. Everyone's standing on the outside of the curtain and they're like, wait, what just happened? He was dead for a while now. We were waiting for you to get here to tell you he was already dead. But because she prayed and she knew who her God was, she didn't allow that to distract her. She knew who her God was. And so they got a pulse. And then different things started happening. And they said, well, you know, if he recovers, he might be a vegetable. He might not even wake all the way up. And she began to stop the doctor and said, you know what? You're not going to speak any of that negativity in my presence or in his presence. If you want to talk to me, you can talk to me outside of the room. And you're not going to say anything negative. We're speaking life here. We're believing life. And so she began to speak into the atmosphere what she believed to happen. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but just know that that movie is so powerful because she began to change the atmosphere. And that's what some of us need to do. We get into, we get to work and it's so negative and we don't know what to do. No, God, I'm expecting you to move in this atmosphere. So God, I'm going to go with my mind made up and I'm going to continue to pray continually while I'm at work, while I'm helping different people. I'm going to continue to pray. I'm going to continue to have joy. And Lord, when I get ready to say something negative, close my mouth. Because I only want to speak words that are going to encourage someone. I only want to speak the right things. We have to set the expectation. We're expecting it to be a great day. I get there and people are like, oh, I haven't had my coffee and I don't know what to do. I was like, you know, it's going to be great today. We're going to get a lot of calls. We may be busy, but it's okay. We're going to do it together. They're like, man, that's a good attitude. You must have had a lot of coffee. I was like, no, I had none. But I'm in a good mood because I'm setting the expectation. I'm expecting God to move. I'm expecting to have a good day. I'm expecting a great outcome. Lord God, help us to continue to expect you to move in our lives, to continue to expect you to change and renew and transform and revive. Expect you just to move in our lives, Lord God. God, we're expecting you to move in our relationships like never before, God. We're expecting you to bring confirmation, Lord God. We're expecting you to continue to heal and set free and deliver. We're expecting you to transform like never before. We're expecting you to move every depressing spirit in the name of Jesus. God, we're expecting you just to begin to move in our lives, Lord God. We're expecting, Lord God. God, in spite of the pain, in spite of the struggle, in spite of the tests we may face, God, we're expecting you to be with us always. For you to help us along the way. For you to help us to press in. God, maybe we got tired. And we kind of allowed some distractions to lead us a different way. God, help us to continue to focus on you. God, help us to have high expectations, expecting you to move, expecting you to heal and set free different people in our lives, God, expecting you to provide. God, we expect you to move, God. God, we thank you for the validation you have given us. God, help us not to seek validation of men, but to seek your validation, God. God, we thank you that we're not what we used to be. But God, we ask you to take us to the next level so we could be what you called us to be. God, help us to walk with boldness, God, and to know that we're not walking alone. God, to know that you're leading us and guiding us, Lord God. God, help us to continue to be lights, Lord God. God, help us to continue to stay on fire for you, oh God. Help us to continue to tell other people about you, Lord God. Help us to continue to get on our face before you, oh God. God, we just thank you so much for this time. God, take us home safely, but help us never to leave your presence, Lord God. God, continue just to move in our lives, Lord God. God, help us to set aside time just to pour out to you, our heart to you, God, just to seek your face. God, we can't expect you to move if we haven't given you everything. We can't expect you to move, God, if we picked up those bags that we once have. We can't expect you to move, God, if we're not allowing you to heal the hurt and the pain. But God, we ask that you bring freedom. God, that you transform our lives to your likeness, God. God, begin to mold us and shape us. God, continue just to move, God. Help us to continue to have a heart of expectancy. God, we're expecting you to move, God. God, we don't know how you're going to do it or when you're going to do it, but we know you're going to do it. God, we believe. God, we believe. God, we believe. God, we believe like never before. We believe, God. God, you said if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, God, that you would move like never before. God, we're believing that you're going to do it. God, we just thank you right now.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.